My name is Craig Bartmer. Some of you may not have heard of me. Some of you may know me from the internet phenomenon called MySpace. I go on there by the nickname Craig 911. I'm an ex-New York City police officer. I joined the NYPD in 1995, and I served until I left the job after 9/11 in February of 2002. Like so many others, I melted 5 pairs of work boots working at the pile at Ground Zero for over a month, until I collapsed one morning in October of 2001 on my way into work. I spent nearly a month in St. Vincent's Hospital, recovering from respiratory complications directly related to working in the air at Ground Zero. Recently, I was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis due to the collapse of part of my upper left frontal lung lobe and scar tissue in both of my lungs. I also suffer from severe post-traumatic stress disorder, and this debilitating condition has kept me from even leaving my home for long periods of time. I'm in therapy every 2 weeks for this, and I struggle with it daily. To this day, it keeps me from holding any form of gainful employment. I've tried with limited success to find a job since I left the police department, and those that I have found, I have lost largely due in part to my PTSD and the difficulty I have in socializing with others based on my need to speak about 9/11. I speak all the time about issues, and my inability to hold my tongue gets me in trouble. That's what brings me up here before you tonight. I don't want to bore anybody else with my details, but I just wanted to outline some of my experience and let you know who I am and where I'm coming from. Another real reason that I'm up here speaking before you today as a member of the growing 9/11 truth movement is I'm concerned that we're not being told the truth by the government and media about the events of 9/11, period. That being said, I'd like to address some important issues that relate directly to what I believe relate directly to the 9/11 truth movement. I'm concerned that we're not being told the truth by the government, and I'm concerned that the truth that we're all trying to report is hurting us too sometimes. Nearly all of us in the truth movement love our country enough to demand answers about what we see as lies and cover-ups by our own government, so much so that we're willing to do whatever it takes to get our message heard. For me, that is a small part of the problem facing our movement. I'd like to address the word truth as it relates to the 9/11 truth movement. They say the truth can set us free, and sometimes it's said that the truth can keep us in the dark, too. I'd like to make it clear that although many truth movement members are indeed helping us, I also believe that some of the truth movement is actually hurting us. I believe that some of it is actually keeping us in the dark. Don't get me wrong. I'm part of this movement. I don't want to offend anybody here. As we draw closer to the 5th anniversary on Monday, 9/11/06, the media is once again generating all sorts of attention on 9/11 issues. As usual, they seem to focus on the government's official story, and they also lambast and brand any dissent and challenge that refutes the accepted story of the day. As you know, media and almost everybody I know brands any dissent of the official story as a conspiracy theory. Indeed, some members of the truth movement even revel in the fact that they're conspiracy theorists. I'm here to attack that term and to tell each and every one of you that you should not stand for being called a conspiracy theorist. You should not stand for being called that if you have checkable facts to back up what you're saying. I am not, nor have I ever been, a conspiracy theorist. Labeling yourself as such or being labeled by anyone else as a conspiracy theorist is doing our entire movement a great disservice. Calling alternate theories conspiracy theories is doing no one any good, and in the interest of real debate, it is something called an ad hominem attack. An ad hominem attack is a logical fallacy that automatically discredits the disseminator of the information at question based on a preconceived bias. I don't want to lose anyone here with a highbrow concept, so let me explain in other terms for people unfamiliar with the definition of ad hominem. Keep in mind, I'm stating this next bit here as an example, to make a point only. I don't want to be branded as an anti-Semite. I'm just trying to set an example for you here. You can say Einstein was Jewish. You can be a bigot and believe that all Jews are evil. Therefore, the conclusion you might draw based on the belief that Jews are evil is that the theory of relativity is also evil. You know, that's complete nonsense. But I hope you can now see clearly what I'm talking about. That's the exact thing that's done when we allow ourselves to be labeled and debated as conspiracy theorists in regard to 9/11 issues. We cannot open a clear and honest discussion on the topic when we base the context of that discussion with the conspiracy theory label. Ad hominem attacks are everywhere, on the news, on the internet, in the papers. You hear it when Ann Coulter speaks about liberals or when Sean Hannity calls you crazy before he interviews you. It's the perfect method to create an automatic bias. It's a way to sway an argument to one side, making the other side seem either impotent or irrelevant before a word is even spoken. Before a word is even mentioned about our cause, the term conspiracy theory is abused, and the average reader or listener will say, "Here we go," even before a word is spoken or heard. That's wrong. 3,000 dead and thousands still suffering from that day deserve better. If we're going to do those people justice, the people who are still suffering today, people who are sick like myself, like Dave, like Kevin, like hundreds of others like us, we must fight this battle as well and see to it that we're taken seriously when we talk about what we're talking about. People also cite experts with far greater academic acumen than I have, who use information based on scientific method and applied physics and years of study in a given field that directly relates to the observed events of 9/11. In the interest of addressing the official story outlined in the 9/11 Commission report, we encounter another logical fallacy on the other side of the debate coin that's called an appeal to authority. This second logical fallacy supposes that because of true or reported credentials that the expert making an argument and disseminating accepted information is automatically correct. I cite people's faith in the government's official explanations just because they support our president or our country as an example of this second type of logical fallacy. If we are to be taken seriously and we are to be respected in our search for the truth, we cannot allow ourselves to fall prey to either one of these logical fallacies. We have no need to do so either. We have a treasure trove of demonstrably false information and easily confirmed evidence that is ignored because of the conspiracy theory label. Members of this administration claimed on tape behind a government podium that no one in our government saw this coming. Yet the mayor of San Francisco was warned 8 hours before he flew on 9/11. Dick Cheney himself was running war games on that day. Have you ever seen a photo of that plane on the tabletop model of the Pentagon? You seen that picture? That was taken in the year 2000. We never thought about planes being used as weapons, though. Dick Cheney was in charge of NORAD on that day. That can be proven, but it's ignored. Where is the media outrage? Where's the media inquiry? Why? Why, for the first time in history, was a civilian member of our government in charge of NORAD? Okay, I'm back. These facts are proven but can be ignored. Stock market records indeed show a large amount of money being pulled out of American Airlines stock and put options the day before the event. Why hasn't that been investigated more fully? Why are the hundreds of eyewitness accounts of explosions preceding and during the collapse of all three buildings on 9/11 ignored? I myself ran from Building 7 as it fell, and I heard with my own ears what sounded like a rapid succession of explosions while running. We can rebuild plane crashes completely with debris recovered by divers from the ocean, but we cannot even produce a single piece of steel from the World Trade Center. Steel that hasn't already been melted down and fabricated into something else to examine it, because the stuff was shipped out of the public eye so quickly, and some of it's in China, for Christ's sakes. There's no mention of those facts in open debate in any major media source that I see. We have the bold-faced lies told by the EPA and the city of New York and the CDC that said the CDC said the air quality at Ground Zero was perfectly safe and no worse than secondhand smoke. Yet 20-something first responders have died in the last year due to respiratory illness directly related to that safe air. I'm sick because of that no more dangerous than secondhand smoke air. Where's the outrage and the highlight of that? You're starting to see it now. Where you can see one lie, there's usually others. Bombs in the building and demolition theories are fine and worth noting. But that truth can only be produced through honest and impartial investigation. I say that again, honest and impartial investigation. Investigation that is devoid of bias. Those truths can come out in the wash after we have this independent investigation done. We already know that we went to war on a lie, and you're telling me this government is to be afforded credibility in any matter pertaining to 9/11? Hogwash. I'm aware that some theories labeled as conspiracy have gaping holes in them. I'm also very much aware that the government's theories have holes in them as well. With those two facts, it's obvious a new investigation is needed, but that need is ignored and swept under the rug. That need is ignored when we in this movement separate ourselves into camps full of what we believe. Belief is not important here. Investigation and illumination of ignored information is what is important. Again, I will say I'm not crazy, nor am I a conspiracy theorist, nor are many of you here sitting here listening to me today, or many members of the truth movement across this country and globe. I am a trained ex-law enforcement person who does his homework and who wants a real investigation done because of what we have now. The 9/11 omission report is not real investigative work. It's loaded with bias written by people with definite conflicts of interest. For the record, in regards to the official 9/11 omission report, why haven't any of the recommendations been made for our security have been implemented even 5 years after the fact? 3,000 dead deserve better. There absolutely is something up about the events of 9/11 that we are not being told, and that truth is inalienable and needs to be uncovered by a new and impartial investigation. Each month we are exposed to new theories. Some of them are indeed crazy and irrational, but not all of them are. Now is not the time to be claiming that there were no planes, because I saw plane parts with my own eyes that killed people. Yeah. I mean, I looked at there was an airplane engine on Church Street with a smear of an ex-human being under it. I mean, there were planes there. Yep, I agree. I lost my place here. I'm not a member of Actors Equity either. I'm a guy who's still suffering from the events of 9/11, who's fed up with this being turned into a circus, and who just wants justice. We see injustice everywhere we look in this fight, especially when looking at the administration that's currently in office, that I supported at one point. We spend $1.5 billion a month in a war overseas started on a lie, and we cannot fund our own citizens' health care. We can't even help first responders to the attack on 9/11, 70% of which are seriously ill, myself included. What does that tell you? I know what it tells me, that war and killing people overseas is worth investing in, and our own people, even ones once hailed as heroes, are not. In closing, I'm going to give you a quote from one of my heroes. We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. When the loyal opposition dies, I think the soul of America dies with it. Thanks.